Bite-sized stories, day one, the morning rush. Daniel's alarm goes off at 6:45 a.m., but he hits snooze once, then again. When he finally opens his eyes, sunlight is streaming through the curtains, and it's already 7:20. Oh no, he groans. Not again. He staggers to the bathroom, still half asleep. He brushes his teeth, splashes water on his face, and runs a comb through his hair so he doesn't look quite so disheveled. There's no clean laundry left, so he pulls on the first shirt he can find. Unfortunately, it's wrinkled, but there's no time to iron it. In the kitchen, he checks his phone while the coffee is brewing. His coworker Emma has texted, "Don't forget the meeting at 9." "No time for coffee," he mutters as he grabs his bag and rushes out the door. The hallway smells like bacon from someone else's breakfast, which makes his stomach rumble. Outside, the city is waking up. Cars are honking, and people are walking dogs in the cool morning air. It's a little chilly, but of course, he has forgotten his jacket. Daniel's heart is pounding as he sprints toward the bus stop. As he turns the corner, he sees the bus pulling away. "Wait!" he shouts, waving his arms like a maniac. The driver doesn't see him, and the bus disappears down the street. Daniel lets out a long sigh and sits down on the bench. "Perfect start to the week," he quips. Just then, a woman rounds the corner, clutching a travel mug. "I missed it, didn't I?" she asks. "Join the club," Daniel says, still slightly out of breath. "Guess I needed my morning exercise." She chuckles. "Guess so. Are you on your way to work, too?" "Yes," says Daniel, "assuming I still have a job when I get there. I'm running late, and I've got a meeting at 9. The woman glances at her watch. "The next bus is in 7 minutes. I think you can make it." "Fingers crossed," Daniel replies. "How about you? What do you do?" "Besides being chronically late," she jokes, "I'm a graphic designer, but thankfully I don't have any pressing deadlines today." They both smile. When the next bus arrives, they sit together near the window, still chatting. The morning stress evaporates as Daniel realizes that sometimes being late isn't the worst thing that can happen. Now let's test your understanding of the story. Number one, why was Daniel in a hurry that morning? A, he got up late. B, his alarm didn't go off. Or C, he took too long to make breakfast. The correct answer is A, he got up late. Number two, what happened when Daniel reached the bus stop? A, the bus never came. B, he missed the bus by a few seconds. Or C, he got on the wrong bus. The correct answer is B, he missed the bus by a few seconds. Number three, where is the woman going? A, to a meeting. B, to work. Or C, to a cafe. The correct answer is B, to work. Number four, what was Daniel's attitude by the end of the story? A, he was determined to wake up earlier. B, he was still annoyed about missing the bus. Or C, he realized his bad morning had led to something positive. The correct answer is C, he realized his bad morning had led to something positive. Now let's learn the key vocabulary words from this story, The Morning Rush. Daniel's alarm goes off at 6:45 a.m., but he hits snooze. The verb snooze means to sleep lightly, but when we talk about hitting snooze on an alarm, it means you press a button that delays the alarm for a few more minutes so you can sleep a little longer. When he finally opens his eyes, sunlight is streaming through the curtains. Streaming means flowing steadily. We often describe light or water or tears as streaming. Oh no, he groans. To groan is to make a sound of displeasure. You're not happy. Then he staggers to the bathroom. Stagger is to walk unsteadily, like when you're tired, weak, drunk, or injured. He washes his face and combs his hair so he doesn't look so disheveled. That means messy in appearance. Unfortunately, his shirt is wrinkled, meaning it is not smooth. It has little folds or lines in it. We can describe fabric or skin as being wrinkled. But there's no time to iron it. To iron is to make clothes smooth using a heated device, which is also called an iron. He checks his phone while the coffee is brewing. The verb brew means to prepare coffee or tea by mixing it with hot water and waiting. But there's no time, he mutters. To mutter means to speak quietly, often in a complaining way. So he grabs his bag. To grab is to take something with your hand, often quickly, and rushes out the door. The smell of bacon in the hallway makes Daniel's stomach rumble. Rumbling is a deep, continuous sound. We often use it to talk about the sound your stomach makes when you're hungry or about the sound of thunder. Outside, cars are honking. That's the noise it makes when you press the car's horn. And it's chilly, meaning a little cold, cold enough to need a sweater or jacket. Daniel's heart is pounding as he sprints towards the bus stop. To sprint is to run very fast for a short distance. And saying his heart is pounding means it's beating very fast. This can happen from running or from intense emotions like fear or excitement. He tries to get the bus driver's attention by waving his arms like a maniac. A maniac is a crazy or extremely energetic person. But the bus leaves and he lets out a long sigh. To sigh means to let out a long breath, showing tiredness, frustration, or sometimes relief. In this case, it's frustration. Perfect start to the week, he quips. Quip means to say something funny or clever quickly. In this case, Daniel is speaking sarcastically because he's having the opposite of a perfect morning. A woman appears, clutching a travel mug. To clutch means to hold something tightly, and a travel mug is a cup with a lid that's made for carrying hot drinks. When she realizes she missed the bus, Daniel replies, "Join the club." We say this little phrase to show that we are in the same situation as the other person. The woman chuckles, meaning she laughs lightly or softly. Daniel says he's running late. Running late means something or someone is behind schedule. It is later than the planned or expected time. The woman glances at her watch. Glances means she looks quickly, and says she thinks Daniel can make it. Make it, in this case, means succeed in arriving on time. Daniel replies, "Fingers crossed," which is what we say and do when we hope something will happen or go well. The woman describes herself as chronically late. Chronically means it happens repeatedly or continues over a long time, so she's almost always late. But fortunately, she doesn't have any pressing deadlines. Something that is pressing is urgent. It needs immediate attention. As Daniel and the woman chat, the morning stress evaporates. Evaporate is the verb we use for water turning into vapor, and in this case it means it disappears. Daniel's stress disappears. Grammar focus. We see several examples of the present simple and the present continuous in this story. Here's the basic difference. The present simple is used for single actions, habits, routines, facts, and things that are always true. For example, Daniel takes the bus to work every morning. That's a habit. Wait, he shouts. That's a single action. And we use the present continuous for actions currently in progress, happening right now, or temporary situations, like his heart is pounding. That's a temporary situation. People are walking their dogs. That's an action in progress, happening now. Present simple in the story. We use the present simple to describe Daniel's typical morning routine, things that happen regularly. For example, he brushes his teeth and splashes water on his face. He pulls on the first shirt he can find. He grabs his bag and rushes out the door. These are daily habits. They happen almost every day in the same way. We also see the present simple used for single actions, like he checks his phone. The woman glances at her watch. They smile. Present continuous in the story. We use the present continuous for actions that are in progress at the moment of speaking or temporary actions happening around now. For example, sunlight is streaming through the curtains right now. The coffee is brewing. It's in progress. The city is waking up. Cars are honking and people are walking dogs. Those are continuous actions happening now. I'm running late. That's a situation in progress at the moment of speaking. You'll find more information on how to form the present simple and present continuous in the lesson text. Now it's your turn. Write about a time things were going wrong, but they turned out okay in the end, or a time you managed to find something positive within a bad situation, like Daniel did during the morning rush.